Hello and welcome to the yang portion of your 3-in-1 yin yang yoga. As with any yoga practice, you should only go into each and every posture to the depth and degree that is actually comfortable and reasonable for your body. If you're unsure of any postures, it's always nice to get a little bit of help in person, in class, or schedule a private session with a local yoga teacher. If you don't have a teacher nearby, you can also schedule an online session with me at aequinyoga.com. To begin our practice today, come to lie down on your back. If it's comfortable, you can begin with the soles of the feet together and the knees wide apart, using blocks or roll-up towels underneath your knees if they tend to hover off of the floor. Rest your hands on your low belly and close your eyes. Turn your attention inward. You can use any breathing technique that you are more familiar with. Or if you have a vinyasa practice and you know how to make that sounded breath happen, that's what I'll be cueing you to do throughout our yang practice today. To find this sounded breath, with a very light contraction at the back of the throat, start to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Keeping your hands on your low belly, take another 8 slow sound breaths here on your own. Begin now to draw the knees up into your chest, moving gently from side to side. Eventually, let your knees carry you over to the right. Using your hand to help you, start to peel yourself up. We'll make our way into a tabletop position, stacking the shoulders over the wrists or slightly behind them, and the hips over the knees, with the knees about hip distance apart. Continue that sounded quality as you breathe here. And we'll bring some movement into the spine. With each inhale, start to round your back up towards the ceiling. And with each exhale, draw the belly down, arching in the opposite direction. Let's take 5 more rounds. Inhale to round the back up. Exhale to arch in the opposite direction. Inhale, rounding up. Exhale, arching. You can start to perhaps breathe a little bit faster, changing the tempo of your movement, or keep it nice and slow. Take 2 more rounds. Coming back to a neutral spine. Turn the toes under. Squeeze the inner arms and start to lift your hips up and back into downward facing dog. As you arrive in downward dog, start to pedal out your legs, moving your hips from side to side. Sounded breath in and sounded breath out. On your next exhale, come high onto your toes. And as you inhale, start to walk your feet forward, just behind your wrists. Bringing the feet behind the wrists, catch hold of opposite elbow and hang down. Keep the shoulders rolling away from the ears. Neck long. Sounded breath, focusing the breath between the shoulder blades. And from here, start to release your arms and begin to roll up vertebrae by vertebrae. Step your feet together at the top of your mat. Bring the palms together at heart center. And we'll make the transition into our Yang practice today with 1 round of Om. Begin with a nice deep breath. Exhale to release the arms. As you breathe in, reach the arms up high overhead. And exhale to fold yourself forward and down. Inhale, lengthen the spine, coming up to your halfway lift. And as you exhale, bring the palms flat to your mat. Step your feet back into plank position. At any point here, if you need to bring your knees to the floor to give you some more support, feel free to do that. We're going to hold this plank, pressing back through the heels, squeezing the inner arms for 2. Sounded breath. 3. And as you exhale this next time, bend your elbows, trying to touch your elbows to your low ribs. Lower down to chaturanga. Shoulders dip down just as low as the elbows and no further. As you inhale, make your way up into your cobra or upward facing dog. And have a look down. If you're in your upward dog, your shoulders should be over your wrists. Your inner thighs are squeezing to lift your knees off of the floor. And the tops of the feet are pressing down. From here, again, you can touch your knees to the floor or lift your hips up and back, coming into downward facing dog. Connecting with that sounded breath in through the nose. And sounded breath out through the nose. Sounded breath in through the nose. And breathe out. One more time, deep breath in. As you exhale, come high onto your toes. Inhale to step or float your feet together to the top of your mat, halfway lift. And exhale to bow forward and down. Inhale, sweeping your arms up, palms coming together overhead. Exhale the hands to heart center. Inhale the arms up. And exhale to fold yourself forward and down. Inhale, lengthen up halfway. Exhale, grounding through the palms, step or float your feet back. High plank, squeezing the inner arms as you lower down to chaturanga. Pointing the toes, inhale to upward dog or your tiny cobra backbend. And exhale, pressing into downward facing dog. Let's take 5 breaths here. As you breathe, if you notice that weight is going into your wrists or you feel any discomfort, you can always come to child's pose. Or try lifting your hips up and back a little bit more, taking weight out of the hands. Let's take one more breath here. As you exhale, come high onto your toes. Inhale to step or float your feet together to the top of your mat, halfway lift. And exhale to fold. Inhale, sweeping your arms up, palms coming together overhead. Exhale the hands to heart center. Inhale, reaching your arms up. Exhale to fold yourself forward and down. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, step or float your feet back, high plank, down to chaturanga or your belly. Pointing the toes, inhale, upward facing dog. And exhale, lift your hips into downward facing dog. Sounded breath in through the nose. And out through the nose. Sounded breath in and out. Taking one more breath here. And as you exhale, come high onto the toes. Inhale to step or float your feet forward, halfway lift. And exhale to fold. Inhale, rising up to stand, reaching the arms high. Exhale the hands to heart center. This time, bend the knees, sitting low into your Utkatasana. Reach the arms up, inhale. Exhale to fold yourself forward and down. Inhale, lengthen forward, halfway lift. Exhale, grounding through the palms, step or float your feet back, high plank. Elbows squeezing in as you lower down to chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. And exhale back into downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward to the top of your mat. Spin the left heel down to the floor for stability and support. Make sure the right knee is over the ankle, and then sweep both arms up overhead into Warrior One. Exhale the hands to the floor, stepping back into plank. Exhale, lower yourself down into Chaturanga. And if these vinyasas get to be too much, just hold Downward Dog in between. We'll step the left foot forward, right heel spinning down to the floor. Inhale to sweep the arms up, touching the palms overhead if you can. And exhale all the way back down, stepping back from plank to Chaturanga. Inhaling to your Upward Dog. Exhale back into Downward Facing Dog. Deep breath here in. Sounded breath out. It's two. Three. Four. And on your next exhale, come high onto your toes. Inhale to step or float your feet forward to the top of your mat. Lengthen forward halfway up. Exhale to fold. Inhale, bending the knees, rising up. Utkatasana. Exhale to Samasthitihi, standing at the top of your mat, hands to heart center. Notice how heat is being built in your body as you breathe and move. We'll flow through a few more rounds. Remember to take rest whenever you need to. Bending both knees, inhale, Utkatasana, reach up. Exhale to fold yourself forward and down. Inhale, lengthen halfway up. And exhale, ground through the palms, step or float your feet back, high plank, elbows squeezing in as you lower down to Chaturanga. Pointing the toes, inhale, Upward Facing Dog. And exhale, back into Downward Facing Dog. Step the right foot forward, left heel on the mat. Inhale to rise up, Warrior One. And exhale all the way back down to the floor, stepping back into plank. Squeeze the inner arms as you lower down. Inhale, pointing the toes, Upward Facing Dog. Exhale, lifting your hips back into Downward Facing Dog. Left foot steps forward, right heel on the floor. Inhale to reach up. Exhale, hands to the floor, step back into plank. Squeeze the inner arms, lower the shoulders down as low as the elbows, body in a nice long position. Inhale, Upward Facing Dog. And exhale back into Downward Facing Dog. Walk your feet forward about halfway up your mat and try to keep the palms flat. You may need to bend your knees to make this more accessible. And we'll reach the right hand over towards the left ankle or shin. Keeping the left palm firmly grounded into the floor, begin to twist, taking the torso underneath that left side. Breathing here for one. Sounded breath, two. Last breath, three. And then slowly release the right hand, planting the right hand firmly down, reaching the left hand under the right side. Following that same twist, breathing for one. From here, slowly release both hands, walking them forward. Bend the knees and inhale to step or hop your feet to the top of your mat. Big toes touch, lengthen forward. And exhale to fold. Bending the knees, inhale Utkatasana, rising up. And exhale to Samasthitihi. Bending both knees, inhale, sweeping your arms up. Exhale to fold forward and down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, moving yourself back from plank to chaturanga. Pointing the toes, inhale, upward facing dog. Lifting your hips back, downward facing dog. Inhale, reaching the right leg up as high as you can. Spread your toes, waking the leg up. Nice deep breath here. Try to grow that leg up even taller. And then using all of that core strength, all of your arm strength, squeeze the right knee up into the chest. Draw it forward, shoulders over the wrists. Inhale, take your right leg up and back. Exhale, bring the right knee forward. Try to touch your right upper arm or elbow for one. Sounded breath, two. Inhale the right leg up and back. And exhale, draw the right knee over towards the left elbow, perhaps taking it a little bit further by kicking your right leg out towards the left side. See if you can balance here. You may even be able to use the left hand to catch the right foot. Sounded breath. Releasing your left hand down, inhale the right leg up and back. And step the right foot forward between the thumbs, right knee over the ankle. Find the strength through the back leg as you inhale and reach both arms up. Hands shoulder distance apart. Nice deep breath. Inhale to straighten that right leg 99% of the way. And exhale, bend the knee over the ankle. Inhale, reaching the leg towards straight. Exhale to bend. One more time, inhale, reaching the leg towards straight. Exhale to bend. Bring the hands down to either side of the right foot, grounding your left hand down towards the inner edge of the right foot, and lift your right arm straight up in the air, opening into a twist here. You also have the option to start to circle that right arm, moving through the shoulder, moving in both directions, and making those circles as big as you like. Take one more sounded breath in. And as you exhale, bring the right hand down to the outer edge of the foot. And step your feet back into plank. Lower down, squeezing the inner arms to chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog, shoulders over wrists. Exhale, press back into downward facing dog. Establish your arms. Make sure your hands are still pressing down on the same plane, same line. And lift your left leg up. Keep that leg strong as you spread your toes for one. Sounded breath, two. Draw the left knee into the chest. Shoulders over wrists, strong back leg, a nice squeeze of the inner arms. And lift your left leg up and back. Exhale, take the left knee towards the left elbow for one. Sounded breath, two. Inhale your left leg up and back. And left knee coming over towards right elbow. From here, you can begin to kick that leg out to the side. And you also have the option of reaching the right hand down to catch the foot if you've got your balance. So you should feel really steady before you progress to those deeper variations. Sounded breath in. Sounded breath out. And inhale to lift your left leg up and back. Step the left foot forward between the thumbs. Walk your hands back if you need to. Make sure your left knee is over the ankle. Some people need to come up on blocks for this. So if you have yoga blocks and you need that support, feel free. You can also bring your back knee down. Inhale here, sweeping your arms up. Hands shoulder distance apart. As you inhale, straighten that left leg 99% of the way. And exhale to bend the knee over the ankle. Moving with resistance, inhale, slowly, steadily straightening. Exhale, pressing that shin forward as you bend the knee. Last time, inhale to straighten. Exhale to bend. And bring the hands down to either side of your foot. Keep the right hand to the inner edge of the left foot and lift your left arm high. As you open up into this twist, you can also start to move that arm in circles. Sounded breath as you move the arm one way and then the other. Take one more circle of the arm. And planting your hands down to either side of the foot as you step back into plank. Exhale to lower down chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale back into downward facing dog. Walk your hands back towards your feet, keeping the feet hip distance apart. As you reach down and catch your big toes, inhale and lengthen forward. Exhale to draw your chin through your shins, bowing as close to the legs as you can. You may need to keep a soft bend in the knees here in order for this to be comfortable and balanced. Let's take two more sounded breaths in through the nose. And out through the nose. Release your hands. Inhale to lengthen forward. And as you exhale, stepping onto the palms one at a time with palms face up. Padahastasana, inhale to lengthen. And exhale, melting the torso forward. Inhale to release your hands, walking yourself out into a plank position. Remember, as we move from plank to chaturanga, we never want to lift the bum up or do anything to arch through the back. So this should just be one long line. Nothing changes through the upper body except for the elbows bending. So as you exhale, push the floor away from you, squeeze the inner arms lower to chaturanga. And then inhale to your upward dog. Exhale, press back into downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward between the thumbs, back heel grounding this time, and we'll windmill the arms open into warrior two. Check that your right big toe is pointing forward, the right knee is over the ankle, and if you're very open here, the thigh can come parallel to the floor. Spreading weight all the way down into the back foot as you keep that back leg strong and extended. From here, flip your right palm up towards the ceiling, keeping the legs in position. And as you inhale, reach your right arm up and overhead, reaching into exalted warrior. Exhale back into warrior two, arms back to their original position. Inhale, reaching your right arm up and back. Your left arm can slide down the leg. Exhale back to warrior two. One more time. Inhale, reach those arms up and back. Exalted warrior. Exhale to warrior two. From here, interlace your fingers behind your back, keeping the right knee bent. Inhale, open up your chest. And as you exhale, take the right ear down towards the right inner ankle, keeping your balance. Let your arms soften and start to reach overhead. If this is too much for your shoulders, keep your hands on your hips instead. Sounded breath. Pressing through the outer line of the back foot. As you inhale, come all the way back up, reaching your arms, extending them out into warrior two. As you inhale, begin to straighten the right leg 99% of the way. And as you exhale, lengthen out over your right thigh, coming down for triangle, sliding the right arm down the right shin, maybe to the ankle, maybe to the floor. And then start to open up your chest, reaching your left arm so the left arm stacks over the left shoulder over right shoulder over right hand. Taking your whole wingspan here as you breathe. Two more breaths. And exhale to look down. Inhale, coming all the way back up. Exhale to bend your right knee once again. Inhale, hands to either side of the right foot. Exhale, stepping back and lower down to Chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. This time we'll step the left foot forward between the thumbs, right heel grounds, and windmill your arms open into warrior two, reaching the fingertips as far away from one another as you can. Again, looking down at your left big toe, make sure it's pointing forward. Your left knee is over the left ankle, thigh perhaps parallel to the floor. We're pressing down through the outer edge of the back foot. So there's a nice strong back leg. Flip your left palm up towards the ceiling. And as you inhale, begin to open up the chest, reaching the left arm up, right arm down the leg. Exhale back to warrior two. Inhale, sweeping that arm up, finding that length through the whole left side of your waist and your low back. Exhale to warrior two. Let's take one more round. Inhale, sweeping the arm up, reaching back. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale and interlace your fingers behind your back. Exhale, establishing that firm grounding through the feet. And on your next inhale, open up the chest. Exhale, start to fold forward and down, taking your left ear towards the left inner ankle. Let the arms melt overhead for one. Sounded breath two. Breathing deeply. Pressing weight through the outer edge of the back foot. Inhale, rise all the way back up. And exhale, release the arms back to warrior two. As you inhale, begin to straighten that left leg 99% of the way, so we're never locking the knee. Start to lengthen out through the left waist, reaching the left arm out over the left leg, and soften the hand down, maybe to the shin, ankle, or even the floor. As you inhale, open up your chest, reaching your right arm to the sky, stacking right arm over left. Breathing for triangle. Exhale to look down. Inhale all the way up to stand. Exhale, bending your left knee over the ankle, warrior two. Inhale, hands to either side of your left foot, stepping back into plank and lower down to chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. And exhale back into downward facing dog. Take a nice deep breath in. And as you exhale, come high onto your toes. Inhale to step or float your feet to the top of your mat, halfway lift. And exhale, fold forward and down. Bending the knees, inhale to Utkatasana. Exhale the hands to heart center. Breathing here for one. Keeping the knees bent, knees behind the ankles or on top of the ankles, but no further than that. Two. Three. Taking your left elbow across your right thigh. Coming into a little bit of a twist here. And if you have a deeper version in your repertoire, you can start to maybe open up the arms and lean back, reaching deeply into your twist, wringing everything out. Bring the hands back through center. Keep both knees bent and twist over to the opposite side. Left elbow crossing over right thigh. Breathing here, maybe opening up the arms. Inhale back to center, sit nice and low for three, two, one. If you can, sit all the way back onto the floor or make your way down however you need to. And come to lie down on your back. Take the legs straight up in the air, heels directly over the hips. You can either take these next postures lying on your back, or you can prop yourself up onto your elbows, whichever is most comfortable and appropriate for you and your low back. If you have low back sensitivity, you may even want to skip this next few moments. With both legs up in the air, we'll exhale, keeping the feet together, Lower the heels down until they're 1 inch away from the mat. Inhale, back up using your core strength. And exhale, lower the heels 50% of the way down. Inhaling back up. Exhale, halfway down. Inhale up. Exhale, 1 inch away from the mat. Inhale up. Exhale, 50%. Inhale up. Exhale, 1 inch away from the mat. Inhale up. Exhale, halfway down. Inhale the legs up, and now we'll keep the heels together, turn the toes out. Exhale the legs 1 inch away from the mat. Inhale up. Exhale 50%. Inhale up. Exhale 1 inch. Inhale up. Exhale halfway down. Inhale up. Exhale 1 inch away from the floor. Inhale up. Exhale halfway down. One more time. Inhale up. Exhale 1 inch away from the floor. Inhale up. Exhale halfway down. Holding here for 3. Lower down a little further. 2. Lower down to 1 inch away from the mat. 1. And exhale to release. Bend the knees and take the soles of the feet flat to the floor, bringing the heels under the knees if that's appropriate for you. We'll make sure the feet are hip distance apart and the big toes are pointing forward and not out to the side. As you inhale, lengthen your spine down towards your heels and then start to scoop your hips up. As you scoop the hips up, the tailbone and the pubic bone move down towards one another. If this causes any tension in the low back, you're probably going up a little too high, and you're certainly welcome to instead just rest your hips on the floor. Take one more breath here. And as you exhale, slowly lower back down. If you have a deeper back bend in your repertoire that you are working on, feel free to take those instead at any time when you feel warmed up and if you feel that it's appropriate. Otherwise, we're just going to repeat this baby bridge pose a few more times. As you inhale, start to scoop your hips up. And this time you may even interlace the fingers under the sacrum, under the hips. Opening up your chest. You can imagine that there's a basketball between your thighs that you have to gently squeeze. And this helps to open up the low back. Taking one more breath. And slowly lower back down. Inhale to scoop your hips up. And hold this for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. From here, start to sink your hips back down to the floor. If this is the end of your practice here, use the 10-minute Shavasana audio. And before you do that, you may want to spend a few moments doing some forward folding or any other grounding posture that your body may need after all of that yang. If you're continuing on, we're going to move into our yin sequence.